Just this week on 3AW, the radio station, which I basically work for, was running advertising for VACC, actually asking women to apply for apprenticeships to become motor mechanics. Don't see so many motor mechanics around, but they are going to be in demand. Leanne Rayner is the operations manager of a group called Apprenticeships Matter for Women and joins us on Australia Overnight. Leanne, good morning and thank you for coming on board.
Hello, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Leanne, I found it interesting that VACC, which is a big group, would be actually advertising for women to join the motoring industry as apprentices, as mechanics or automotive engineers, if you like. Is this common?
It is, Alan. Look, the automotive trades, along with other trades at the moment, civil construction and building construction and so on, are experiencing a skills shortage. So for companies like the VACC to actually find apprentices, they've got to open their net a little wider, really. Research reflects that in Victoria that less than 2% of our apprentices are females. So we've got a lot of companies that are looking for apprentices full stop, and they believe that potentially that female apprentices might be able to fill the gap.
When you think about women taking on the jobs as apprentices, we think of women who are going into the food industry, perhaps into restaurants and hairdressing. Yeah. But to be honest, I'm one of those who hasn't sort of thought outside the square when it comes to females doing other jobs.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. Look, we've got Victoria at the moment has an initiative called the Major Project Skills Guarantee. And basically what that means is that any civil construction project which is awarded for companies that are over $20 million, they've got an apprenticeship target. So they're supposed to have 10% of their workforce as apprentices, trainees or cadets. Now, those civil construction project providers, for example, Lendlease and AC Owner and so on, are struggling to fill those positions with apprentices. And the market is a little bit too small. So they're also opening up opportunities to women.
It's sort of strange when you talk about the construction industry. I work in Docklands, and of course around Docklands there is such a lot of work going on in the building industry.
Right.
And looking at the face of people who are working in the business, I would say 20 years ago, you would look at everybody who came off a building site and say, yep, they are sort of European Anglo in appearance. These days, it's not quite so. The number of Asian-looking people who are working in the building industry is like I've never seen before.
And women. I know that with all those projects that are happening at the moment, there's a lot of roadworks and so on around the, especially around the city, and you see almost every second person is a female traffic control person. So, the companies do that, I think, to diminish road rage.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. So even those projects such as traffic control, traffic management and so on, they all support that civil construction push in Victoria and Melbourne more particularly.
When we think about apprentices, like I said, there are apprentices in the food industry, in restaurants, and then apprentice hairdressers. But you think about sparkies, electricians, carpenters, brickies. Does a brickie have to do an apprenticeship, I suppose? That'd be an important thing. You'd probably know that the fellow who's going to be building your house is doing it properly, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the areas where we decided to launch this initiative. We were thinking apprenticeships matter, have been around for 15 years, and just more recently we've been looking at the gender divide that sort of occurred between the traditional trades with the males and females. Mm. And we're saying, look, why don't we create a new initiative called Apprenticeships Matter for Women so that we can promote women in these non-traditional trades? We had a look at our bricklayer apprentices, and we have sort of, say, 150 bricklayer apprentices currently at the moment. One of them was a female.
Just
so we're saying, look, we could even increase this by 100% and we're still not making much of an impact. So, we've got companies such as AC Owner, they've got a 20% gender diversity target for blue-collar workforce. So we're sort of doing everything we can to promote Apprenticeships Matter for Women in non-traditional trades so that they can sort of our clients can meet these diversity targets, but also offering opportunities to women, raising the awareness, really.
Is the interest there among women to get out and do it?
It's a really good question, Alan. I think part of it is the awareness of the opportunities that exist.
Mm.
So we're saying, really, we need to influence the career influencers. So the career influencers are generally, you know, parents and family and teachers and career advisors. They don't know about the opportunities that exist in these industries. So we're thinking, if we raise awareness in those sorts of for those influencers through social media and school, we go out to schools and we discuss opportunities through apprenticeships and traineeships, then potentially there's a bit of backing from those parents and careers advisors to say, look, have you considered, can you, you know, have you thought about doing something that's outside the box?
Indeed. In the education part of the world these days, are there career advisors as youngsters are getting towards year 12 and thinking about, you know, getting their qualifications, getting their HSC and moving on? Are there career advisors placed in school to say, look, would you like to think about doing this?
Yeah, look, there are, Alan, and although the problem for the careers advisors is they have so much information at hand that they don't have specific information around things like apprenticeships and traineeships. We actually have apprenticeships that have what we call vocational education and training advisors that go out and do information sessions for schools so that we can either influence those career influencers, so we might actually provide some sort of career development for them or personal development, but we also do talks to students to say, look, have you considered an apprenticeship as a pathway? So you may want to do, you know, you may want to go on to higher education or university, but an apprenticeship or a traineeship is just an alternative way to get there. So you might want to be an engineer, for example, on one of these big civil construction projects, but have you considered doing a Certificate 3 in civil construction based in the workplace and then moving on to higher education at a later stage when you've got some experience, some work experience, some life experience, and, you know, you've actually got through to university just in a different way.
Okay, so the optimum age to take on an apprenticeship is what, straight out of school at the age of 17 or 18? Is that the best time to think about it?
Look, we have students that come straight out of school, but most of our apprentices are getting up to sort of 21 plus. So we have a lot of career changes. We have, you know, one of the fellows I was talking to last week, he actually went to university, he did banking and finance. He came out of university and started working for a bank, and he was working in their fraud prevention unit. He worked there for a couple of years and said, this is just not for me. So he's gone back to do an electrical apprenticeship. So, and he's at 33. So really, it doesn't really matter what age you are to undertake an apprenticeship or traineeship. We have a lot of career changes.
I bumped into a former colleague the other day who's been a well-esteemed and well-loved producer of radio programs over a number of years, who was actually has a law degree. And I said, okay. Hello, you know, fancy seeing you in the street. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to be a nurse.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
So here's a fellow with a university degree, could probably get a job as a radio producer anywhere he wanted to work, and has done that, and now is going to be a nurse, and I went, well done.
Well, there you go. You can do nursing through apprenticeships and traineeships as well.
That's right. Quite true. Anyway, and indeed, he's in his 30s, well in his 30s, and starting a new career. But back to the women. Back to the
yes.
women. So
yes.
Do you have a specific instances you can talk about where women have been placed into whatever job it might be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a target to increase, obviously, the opportunities that are available for the awareness of the women themselves, but also increasing the uptake of apprenticeships and traineeships. So even Lendlease, for example, is taking on 8 women in construction even next week, so which will be signing up to traineeships and apprenticeships, which is fantastic. So many of these partners have diversity targets, and we're trying to support them by actually increasing the supply, I suppose, from the job seekers and student side, and also then supporting these women that are actually placed in apprenticeships and traineeships to achieve successful, achieve their qualification. So it's not only just increasing the uptake, but it's so that they can achieve their qualification, gain financial independence and so on.
Sure.
And for those that move into something like electrical or building and construction, it may be the opportunities to start their own business once they're finished.
Of course. These women who are going to be taken on by Lendlease in the forthcoming week, what sort of tasks are they going to be given as apprentices? Where's going to be the starting point for them, do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, look, they'll be working in civil construction, so they could be working on plant machinery, they could be working on, you know, diggers and excavators, they could be working on just basically on site. So they could be doing some bit of traffic management. It depends on the actual role that they'll be undertaking, but a lot of these ones will be working in civil construction.
Indeed. And before we came to air, you said you also have a few women who have been taken on by a client of yours, a Mercedes dealership.
Yes, Mercedes Brighton, they're a big supporter of taking on women in non-traditional trades. They've got about 3 or 4 current apprentices in automotive. So one of their apprentices actually came and spoke at our launch of Apprenticeship for All Victorians, which, lovely girl. So she was saying that she had actually, when she was in secondary school, she didn't get any information about apprenticeships and traineeships. And she said, look, the way that she got into it, she wanted to do something with her hands, and her careers advisors were saying to her, look, your ATAR score is way too good to go and do an apprenticeship or traineeship. You have to go to university. So she went off to university for a couple of years and thought, it's just not for me. You know, I don't know what to do. I really want to do something that sort of, you know, not so much get dirty, but to do something more, a bit more manual. And she was saying she needed to, at one stage, get a car fixed. She said, I couldn't afford to get my car fixed because I was at uni and I was, you know, getting a desk. And she said, I thought, hang on a second, what about automotive and an automotive apprenticeship or to become a mechanic? And so now that's what she's doing. So, yeah, it's opportunities are endless.
So these are women who are ready to get their hands dirty, although I think being a mechanic these days, it's also clean.
Not really
dirty. It's also clean and also clean and almost pristine in a workshop these days.
Absolutely.
There's not a lot of dirt around.
You could probably eat off the floor at Mercedes-Benz.
You pretty much can. That's great. Leanne, yeah. It's been good talking with you. Leanne, tell us a bit about the group you work for and how people can contact you and find out more about apprenticeships for women.
Yeah, so I work for a company called Apprenticeships Matter, and so our new initiative is Apprenticeships Matter for Women. It's our big focus, and we basically want to increase awareness and opportunities for women in the workplace through apprenticeships and traineeships. They can get in touch with us through Apprenticeships Matter. They can Google us, or Apprenticeships Matter for Women on social media, LinkedIn, or website.
Been great talking to you, Leanne. Have a great remainder of the weekend.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ellen. Lovely to speak with you.